Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, BSU football team linebacker Corey Crosby, 12 tackles, 6 solo tackles against Minnesota State. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Aside from the results, a game where you're constantly involved in things, a game where you're making a lot of tackles, those are fun to play in, aren't they?
Yeah, they're fun, but the final score, I mean, that just, it's heartbreaking at the end of the day, you know, that you just could have done more, and that you just need to do your job more often than everybody else, so.
I was on my way down to Mankato Saturday for the game, and I was listening to some of the college games from earlier in the day on my way down, and I was listening to the Penn State game, and I don't know if you heard about it, but their kicker missed 4 or 5 field goals and or extra points, and the question was, you know, can he walk into the locker room? Can the players forgive him for that, so to speak? Your offense fumbles the ball 5 times. It's kind of the rare thing about football, isn't it? You get in the locker room and there's no condensation. There's no blaming the offense when they do poorly. The offense doesn't blame you guys. That's just the way football is, right?
Yeah, you know, it is just a team sport. We all come together at that point. I mean, the offense did struggle that day, but there's been days that we've struggled as well. So they've picked us up a lot of games that you guys just haven't noticed before. And this is more apparent because they do play offense. So we just tried to pick them up the best that we could.
Have you ever played in a game that windy where the wind and the weather was that big of a factor in field position?
No, not at all. I mean, you definitely had to take your shots when you had the wind, and I think they did a good job trying to take shots at that time, and they took their shots when they had the wind too, so it was just a battle between field position.
It's cliche, you got to put it behind you and move on. How do you do it?
Just come on, have a great week of practice. I mean, we got a tough opponent in Wayne State coming in here, so we've just got to put it behind us and start work again for Wayne.
Wayne is a team that typically has a lot of athletes. What sorts of things, and I realize as we're talking it's early in the week, but what sorts of things are you expecting out of them? You've obviously played them enough in your career.
You know, they have a lot of speed, and they like to run a lot of wide receiver sets and stuff like that, so we'll have to be watching that. Pretty sure that we're just going to have to work hard and game plan and stuff.
The linebacker core here has developed into a pretty good core. Still on the young side. How have these young guys stepped in, and even the twos and threes, how are they battling and competing with you guys throughout the week?
You know, the linebacker core is a young group, so we're learning as we go and everything, but the ones and twos have made great strides since camp and everything like that, and we're just coming along really nice. It's been a lot of fun.
What is your major here?
I'm majoring in chemistry.
Football players aren't, the cliche is you're not supposed to be that smart. Why chemistry?
I want to be a chemical engineer, so I got a few minors to go along with it, so trying to get after that and get a good job when I get out of here.
That's a major that I'm assuming is kind of hard to balance the academics with the athletics part. How do you have enough hours in the day for everything?
I don't know. You just find time. It's the coaches have helped with my schedule and stuff like that, and the teachers here have been really awesome about having me do labs and stuff at separate times by myself, so it's worked really well.
All right, good luck this week.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.